the third Jewish future temple. Jesus, Paul, Daniel, Ezekiel, Zechariah, and others all talk about an end times Jewish temple. This has caused no end of debate in Christian circles because we reason that there is no more sacrifice required to approach God. Since the law has been fulfilled and Jesus is the final sacrifice, how could God require a third Jewish temple? For what purpose? In our confusion, the church has sought to resolve the issue by teaching that the third temple is in fact a heavenly spiritual temple. Or the church also teaches that the end times temple is in fact the bodies of saints, since Jesus and Paul both describe the human body as a temple. However, God's ways are above our ways, his thoughts are above our thoughts. While some cannot see a purpose for a third Jewish temple, it appears to feature in much end-time prophecy. For example, Daniel 8 verses 13 and 14. Daniel asks, "How long will the vision be concerning the daily sacrifices and the transgression of desolation, the giving of both the sanctuary and the host to be trampled underfoot?" And the angel said to me, "For 2300 days, then the sanctuary shall be cleansed." If this is a heavenly temple, how can it be desecrated, and how can it be cleansed? If this is a human body, what do the daily sacrifices represent? The answer is to accept that this refers to a physical end times Jewish temple. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 4, "So that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God." Can the Antichrist take his seat inside a human body? Can the Antichrist take his seat in the heavenly temple? Neither makes sense. In Matthew 24 verse 15, Jesus himself says, "So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, let the reader understand." Can the heavenly temple be desecrated by the Antichrist? Revelation 11 verse 1 to 2, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar with its worshippers, but exclude the outer court. Do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. Can the Gentiles trample the outer court of the heavenly temple? If the temple of God is the bodies of all the saints, how does John measure it? Like many portions of end times prophecy, the most straightforward interpretation is to take the text at face value. Symbolic interpretations require scripture to be twisted into a narrative which actually makes less sense than a literal interpretation. In Israel, the Jews firmly believe the temple is coming and have completely prepared for it to be built. The Jews use the Old Testament as their Bible, which tells of a third temple for their Messiah to return to and to sit on David's throne, just as the Bible tells us Jesus will do. The Jews have a website, templeinstitute.org, containing all the information about the future temple and the sacrifices that will take place. They have made all the artifacts to go into the temple, and the Jews are now waiting for it to be built. They are already practicing the rituals and training students ready for the day the temple is completed. Even the current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on board and agrees to a future temple being built. Since the third Jewish temple is an event that has to precede the invasion of Israel of the Antichrist, so that he has a holy place to desecrate, then this temple will serve as a huge sign that we are near the end for those who can accept that it is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Therefore, although the third temple is undoubtedly a Jewish phenomena, it will serve as a wake-up call to Christians that we have entered the final end days. For those who will not accept that this temple is a fulfillment of prophecy, it will be like as Jesus said. They will be like those in the days of Noah, eating and drinking and marrying, until the flood came and took them away. Friends, dig into scripture and be prepared.